Hi, and welcome to Coffee with Claire. This series is all about communication. As you know, I'm an ontological coach, which means that I use linguistics, moods and emotion, and body language to help people fully understand how they show up, as well as how they receive information. Now, some of us are really good at reading body language. Some of us are really good at communicating facts and figures. And some of us are even good at communicating using music. And so what we're going to be talking about in this next few weeks is all about different styles of communication and how we interact together and how we show up. So my challenge for you this week is to think about how you show up and think about how you communicate most naturally and step away from that comfort zone. For example, if you have a tendency to talk about facts and figures all the time, try to talk a little bit about a feeling that you might have. Or if you're a feeler, try to think a little bit more about some facts and figures, because not everybody receives the same information the same way. Try that. Let me know how it works. Let me know on our Facebook page at Coffee with Claire. As you know, we always have entrepreneurs, people who give back to the community, and people who like to have fun. And today we are so excited to have Sir Earl Toon here with us from Cool and the Gang. And Sir Earl has a unique way of communicating through words and music.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, baby. And he is all about making friends, having fun, and paying it forward. Sir Earl, as a member of Cool and the Gang, helped pen songs like Ladies' Night, yeah. Celebration, mm-hmm. and several others as well,
yeah.
right?
Yeah, many others.
Many others, yeah. And has over 96 credits on TV and in movies, and in 2016 wow. was inducted into the Recording Academy Grammy Hall of Fame.
Yes,
the there's so much to say. I don't want to spend all the time in my introduction. I want to get into to talking to you. So, Sir Earl, you've been around music all of your life. And, you know, starting with the songs that you heard in church when you were growing up with your dad being a pastor and all. So tell us a little bit about how some of that early music influenced you.
Well, first of all, hello, everyone. It's a pleasure being here and with you, Claire, too.
Thank you.
It started my dad being friends with Sam Cooke and the likes of Temptations, those like David Ruffin and Eddie Kendricks and Jackie Wilson and James Brown. Although he and James wasn't the best of friends, but it was always a little battle with them in some sort of way. But actually, my first concert was James Brown, actually, now that I think about it.
Oh, wow. That you attended?
That he took my dad,
okay.
yeah, for me, because he wanted me to see a certain thing. Matter of fact, before him, because he amazed me after. I didn't know that he did that. I was like, wow. But my grandmother, my mom died when I was 4, and my grandmother raised me, and of course the church was the place. My grandmother became my mom, my great-grandmother, and so my very first song I sang was Yes, Jesus Loves Me, for the Bible tells me so, you know. And the reaction I got from the church was, I never felt anything like that before. I never knew something. And as a child, that you could feel a certain way, and when I saw them react, and I'm not in voice right now, but that song that goes, Jesus loves me, this I know.
For the Bible tells me so.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But the way that my aunt told me how to sing it, it was so that it was, I had no idea that it could be extended in a way that it was, so that it felt in ways that I can't describe. So, and
feelings
I'm going to record that again.
Feelings are sometimes kind of hard to describe. Sometimes words don't describe that whole feeling that you get.
Yeah, but that's the thing that truly, that was the seed that was planted, and ever since then, I've been in love.
And how old were you when that happened?
Wow, I had to be like about six or seven. Yeah.
So from 6 or 7 on, you realized that you had this gift of telling stories through music.
Yes.
That's amazing.
And what helped me to bridge myself, not only as a as a performer or for singer, I always had a writing ability, and and we don't have time for that. But because Mr. Otis Blackwell, but because Mr. Otis Blackwell saw me in a place I was performing, that I was really too young to be in the club. He called me over, and I thought I was in trouble, but he let me know that he saw something in me, and I didn't know who he was, and to me, he's just an old guy, but I was taught from my grandmother to your respect. Elders, respect your elders.
Absolutely.
So when the owner of the club came up to me and said, you know that man you was talking to? I'm like, oh, gosh. He says, look, you have no idea. You can go to college and get to the best colleges in the world can't give you what that man can give you. And he said to me, he said, you can come in my club. He said, look, I know that you're not of age. He said, I was like that too, but help him because you'll be a help to him and he'll definitely be a help to you. And you know what? Mr. Otis Blackwell is a gentleman, Afro-American, that wrote songs like Don't Be Cruel, Law Shake Up, Return to Sender for Elvis Presley. Right. If a fever when you hold me tight for Peggy Lee, Great Balls of Fire for Jerry Lee Lewis, Handyman for Pat Boone and James Till. I can go on, and I'm his only protege as a writer. So when I write, yahoo, celebrate good times, come on, we're going to celebrate your party with you, celebration. When I write a melody like that and lyrics like that, it's because of the love that was given me, first by the grace of God, and finding my way on my journey that others saw something in me to say, hey, come over here.
And he was, Otis Blackwell was a huge mentor for you, and he actually took you, and you were his only mentee, right? And you were the only protege that he had, and he walked you through the very delicate balance of writing lyrics for songs that so tell us a little bit about how that process went. I mean, you know, that's got to be amazing to work with somebody like that.
Well, the thing is that it was being in a school that wasn't a school,
right,
and it was seamless, and at a time not like computers today, and so it was about the feel. What he saw that I had a natural feel, a natural gift, that natural gift became because of my father and family, even my brother Cedric, my sister Tanya, my sister Contessa, they have that. I mean, they naturally have that. My dad, I mean, actually, if you go on Google, Gene Tune, but G-E-N-E space T-O-O-N-E, and put a love triangle on, and you'll say, you got to be kidding me. Why this guy hasn't, well, because of management at the time and business and record companies and things like that. But what I got was I had a natural thing, but what Otis did was help me bring it out. You know, as a writer, so I only not only was able to express it as a singer and performer, but as a producer and writer.
And I love that. I love the mentoring process. I always feel like that, you know, when you have a mentor, it helps you. We all are lifted up together when we're helping others. And I know that you have a huge heart. I know that you've done a lot of charity work and things like that. So tell the audience a little bit about some of the charities that you're working with and some of the things that you're doing in the community, because you do a lot.
Well, one of the reasons why I give the way that I do is because of the fact that even when my mom died when I was 4 years old, that was my girlfriend, that was my mother, that was my best friend, that was... And her thing was always loving and sharing. I mean, people told me, even when she passed, your mother, that the young people loved her, the elder people loved her. And I was like, wow. But the thing that she would always do was make people feel like she, I guess the way that not only she wanted to be felt, she wanted to feel, but the way that she felt that they should feel. And that was given the love of God. And then my grandmother compounded that in me, and she said, the good you do will come back home to you, and it don't cost very much. She didn't say it wouldn't cost anything, but it doesn't cost very much. So what I would do, and given that, and being around those, my aunties and my great-grandmother raised me. Actually, my great-grandmother and great-grandfather, when he passed away, if he would have lived 4 more months, they would have been married for 76 years.
Wow.
So I got that old-time religion. I mean, the switch, go out there and get the, no, believe me. So I know the difference between right and wrong, but the thing is, more than anything, was because of the prayers and well wishes of others. And by that grace, and I'm no religious fanatic, and I know I keep going there, but I promise
you, brought up with it. It makes sense.
That kindness given to me, that even my birthday is the day after Christmas.
Wow. Well,
December 26th. And guess what?
What?
My grandmother and family and so wouldn't just give me one present. That was for your Christmas present and your birthday. They will go out their way to give me more, if you will. And I'm telling you, that's the reason why with kindness, I give as much as I can, because mankind should never forget.
Mankind. I love that. Mankind.
Kind. Kindness. Yeah. We should never forget that grace given to us. And the act that was the most unbelievable sacrifice ever, you know, regardless of what religion you're into, but to know that you're worth your life and what you do, you're worth it. So why would you not pass it on to let others know they are too, regardless of what they're going through?
Right. Yeah. And you know, it's important for us to remember that, you know, it's if so we see somebody going through a hard time, not to ignore it, you know.
Yes.
And to that point, you've got a shirt on that says
give a kid a coat. If you go to giveakidacoat.org, you'll see, actually, I'm a co-founder, but I came up with the name with the lady that put me in the direction for this, Miss Carla Harrell. She saw a young girl walking that was shivering and Dallas going to school, and she wanted to stop the taker, but she knew that may have been the appropriate way.
Yeah.
So she didn't know what to do. And so she called me and said, you gotta, and I'm like, what can I do? And so, but well, I went to the school with her because she will tell you, she doesn't like to speak in front of people. So I spoke with the principal and he said, Sir Earl, he said, there are so many kids in the school that are like that. I can't tell you. I'm like, are you kidding me? I said, well, their parents, I said, some of them parents actually work and some of them have two jobs. This is, they're going through. I'm like, are you serious? This is, in other words, really?
Yeah.
And I had to, it was like something just came over me. You know, again, that's that journey by the grace of God. There go I. I didn't, something I wanted to do, but it was there for me to do. And I said, you know what? I said, what would you like to do, Carla? She said, I would like to help them in some sort of way. Do you know that we came up close to, I think, 200 or more coats that we bought ourselves?
Wow.
But we come to find out that's kind of costly when you buy it. I'm not talking about no $10, $50 coats. I'm talking about $40 coats. I mean, the guy looked at it and he said, my God, these are unbelievable coats. I'm like, yeah. I said, there's got to be another way to do this.
Okay. But get some help here.
Yeah. But the thing is that, would you believe we still were doing it? And now that we are 501c3 and we're doing the things that we can do, we're asking people not only for us to help us for these kids, but we don't care what, be it for the children, the elders, the homeless, the veterans, the battered women, the bullied kids, the special need kids, the animals, the planet. If you can help somebody, man, it doesn't have to be giveakidacoat.org. Help somebody in your community. Help someone in your family. Help a stranger. Give that kindness that you were given, even if you're going through something. Do you know that, oh my God, the heavens will rejoice by you sharing what you have? I mean, this is what it's all about.
Absolutely.
I don't mean to get so...
I'm fired up.
You know, I mean, you know,
Let's go help somebody.
No, please. No, because when we think about it, and I was speaking to some wonderful ladies and gentlemen outside, when we think about God's grace waking us up this morning, and that grace giving us a gift, and that gift is priceless, and we're doing it right now, and we're sharing it with all of you,
absolutely,
which is time. Time is measureless and immeasurable. It's priceless. And that gift of God, when you can just pass it on, even if it's just a kind thing of helping someone with their groceries, or just the little things that we just practice that more, mankind would be in a better place, I believe.
Absolutely. And, you know, that's what this is all about. It's being an entrepreneur. It's about, you know, giving back to the community and having fun doing it. And I know that you know how to have fun.
Oh, no, we still get funky now. Don't get it twisted. Oh, yeah. No, we're not. No. We still make you dance. You're going to get down on it. Oh, yeah. No, you're going to cherish the love. But even in my shows, even if I'm doing funky stuff, or I'm doing Hollywood Swinging, or I'm doing Ladies Night, or Get Down On It, or any of those songs, what it is about letting the people know that's having a good time, is don't forget that some of you may be on different aisles of politics, of religion. Some of you may be rich or less than half. Some of you may be from different countries. Some of you may be straight, some of you may be gay, respectfully. My God, our Father, the creator of all things of heaven and earth, every one of us has the same things that's in the stars above. Mm-hmm. It's inside of us.
That's true.
So how can we, who am I to judge? When we're having, when you would come to my party, when we celebrate, mm-hmm. it's about celebrating everyone. I don't care what side of the aisle you sit on. You're Democrat, Republican, so it makes no difference to me. What makes the difference is that what did you do this morning, not just for yourself? How did you help someone else?
Absolutely.
And even that person that you know or you feel that doesn't think like you, doesn't believe even in what you believe in, still you can, I got enough love for them still.
Absolutely.
I have to because I know from which my help comes. And I'm going to tell you something. I don't have no hell over my head. I minimize the risk of failure. I try to. But because of that grace, woo!
Well, Sir Earl, I know that you do a lot in the business world as well, mm-hmm. and you recently were at a women's conference, and so we are in for a treat. We have a short clip from the show that you put on there, and so let's watch it together, shall we?
Yes.
Come on, everybody, come on. Come on, y'all. Come on.
Dana. Celebrate good times. Come on.
Come on, y'all.
Celebrate good times. Come on.
There's a party going on right here. A celebration the last 2 hours of the year.
Well, thank you, Sir Earl. We appreciate you being here.
No, I'm so happy to be here. And I want all your listeners to know is that when you are in tune, no pun intended.
Oh, I like puns.
Sir Earl,
bring it on.
But when you can find yourself to fellowship with someone like Claire and her show and you being the audience and the producers here and directors and so, don't just do it once. Tell your friends about it. Not because I'm here, because they're going to bring people even that you're going to love that more than what I do. The bottom line is that appreciate each other, respect each other, and don't forget about that kindness, because you are a part of mankind. Thank you, Claire.
Thank you. So, Tony, my first question is, we are all so busy. How do you balance fun with responsibility at work?
Well, honestly, I don't balance the two, and here's why. Okay. I quit working about 30 years ago.
Oh, well, lucky you.
I don't like to work. I like to play. So what I do is I go play, and that way I don't have to balance between work and play. I just play all the time.
Awesome. So you are an entrepreneur, and you've been busy growing your business. So what are the fun things or aspects about growing a business?
Well, you know, the spontaneity of it, you got to be flexible enough to adjust to, you know, the circumstances and the situation and customize it to each experience like it's a unique thing. So you can't just cut and dry, say this is how it is. So
right.
You have to adjust and modify. So adjusting is a part of the thing about fun.
That's true.
You'll be able to adjust on the fly.
Just like improv. So how do you encourage others to have fun at work?
Well, to create their job, their position new every day. So like if you go in and you create it like it's a brand new experience every day, mm-hmm. then you get to go in and experience it as new and it's more fun. If it, you know, it's the same old thing every day, then that gets old.
Yeah, so. You get bored and then you're not as productive. So what advice would you give someone that might be struggling right now as to how to keep it fun?
Well, be light. Don't take everything so
serious.
Be light.
Okay.
You know, don't take everything so serious. It's not always going to go your way, and it's not always going to go against you. So,
right.
You know, just be light. Don't take
be flexible.
So serious. Be flexible.
Yeah.
That's right.
So tell us a little bit about your business.
Well, I'm with a company called NLP Learning Systems Corporation, mm-hmm. and we're a self-improvement company, basically.
Right.
We specialize in a variety of trainings for the public and for corporate America. Mm-hmm. And I've been doing that almost 30 years now.
So that's your play?
That's my play.
Awesome.
That's correct.
All right, so Tony, if you were to have a happy dance or a happy stance, what would that look like? Oh, there you go. Woo-hoo! So my challenge for you this week is to think about how you're communicating and step out of your comfort zone. If you usually are a facts and figures kind of guy or gal, then try to think about some feeling words that you might be able to use with somebody. Or if you're a feeler, try to think about some facts and figure words that you can use to just try something a little bit different. And remember, while you're doing this, to follow the fun. See you next time.